It's July 14, Bastille Day, the anniversary of the day when the French Revolution started with the storming of the Bastille prison in 1789. In 1980, this Australian game show started.
Sail of the century. And now, here is the star of the show, Tony Barber.
We love Sail of the Century, hosted by Tony Barber for the first 11 seasons.
We're going to produce the first Sail of the Century champion.
And Kevin Sheedy broke the all-time games record as player and coach when he clocked up his 879th match in 2007. He went on to a total of 929 games, still a record.
You're here to win premierships and that's the deal.
Birthdays, while we're talking AFL, St Kilda and Richmond great Ian Stewart is 78. One of only four players to have won three Brownlows.
Comes down to Stewart, who snaps away with the right foot. It's going to be close. He's put it through.
Aussie actor John Wood is 75, famous for the TV shows Rafferty Rules and Blue Heelers.
This is not getting us anywhere.
Bring in those hunters.
We will talk to them if we think it's appropriate.
Radio and television legend John Blackman turns 74, will always be remembered for his contribution to Hey Hey It's Saturday.
What a delicate little flower, ladies and gentlemen.
Actress Jane Lynch is 61 in so many movies and TV shows, but won a stack of awards for her role in Glee.
I'm revoking your tanning privileges for the rest of the semester.
Former Wallaby George Smith turns 41, played 111 games for Australia and 142 for the Brumbies.
Barndale couldn't pick up and George Smith does! Fortuitous bounce! What a reply by Australia!
And finishing with another AFL legend, Hawks great Cyril Rioli is 32.
What a goal by Rioli! Only he can do that!
Finally, famous English actor Terry Thomas was born on July 14th. One of the most recognisable actors of the 60s, starred in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World and Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines. Died aged 78 in 1990.
Would you chaps mind very much if I had a few moments with my thoughts?
Remembering Terry Thomas on July 14.